This is so dark in here. Are you there? I'm going to sing a piece by Grieg. It's commonly known, it's usually sung in either English or German, but since I'm a Norwegian who doesn't like lutefisk, I'm going to sing it in Norwegian. It's Ich liebe dich or Jeg elsker deg. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you. Edvard Grieg.
Er mir die Erde des Festes erschuf. The closest we come tonight to Bach is a song, Bist du bei mir, which is often attributed to him, but is really by somebody else. And he did put it in his Anna Magdalena Bach notebook, which was to teach his second wife some things about music. But anyway, it's not by Bach.
I have an aria that I will be singing by Handel. This is our last sort of Baroque number of the evening. But this is from the opera Giulio Cesare, and I'm Cleopatra, if you can imagine a Norwegian-looking Cleopatra. But anyway, she has just found out or thinks that Caesar has been killed, and she sings this. First she has a recitative, and then she sings the aria, and I will give you the translation here. She sings, "Why then in one day am I deprived of magnificence and glory," meaning her Caesar. "O cruel fate, Caesar, my beloved idol, is probably dead. Cornelia and Sesto are defenseless and cannot give me assistance. O God, is there no hope left in my life? I will bemoan my fate so cruel and brutal as long as there is breath left in my body. And when I am dead and become a ghost, I will haunt tyranny night and day." And I think that's really well depicted in the music. You'll hear she's really on the rampage that she will become a specter and haunt anybody that is tyrannous.
Stinto, We're going to play some piano four-hand music. If this is your first four-hand experience, that's okay, because it's a style of playing that's gone out of fashion, although it's now coming back into fashion recently. But your grandparents probably played four-hand settings of opera tunes and so forth in the days before radio and the phonograph. And so it was a very popular form back in the 19th century. At the same time, there was a body of serious literature that all of the great composers contributed to. And we're going to play now a piece. It lasts about 12 minutes, so you can check your watches. By Franz Schubert, called Lebensstürme, which translated, of course, means life's storms. It's a duo, a single movement piece in A minor, and I think it's probably appropriate for the experience at Holden Village. I think you. Many of you were involved in talking about stress and how to handle it and so forth here. And this is how Schubert handled his stress. He wrote about it. Lebensstürme. Thank you.
will be singing two short French love songs. The first one is by Reynaldo Hahn, and the text is this: "Could my songs fly to you as a bird? They would fly upward like a spirit to you, pure and true, night and day, if my songs had wings as does my love." The second song is by Henri Duparc. It is called Ecstasy. French ecstasy is a little unique. On a pale lily is my heart, a rest gentle like death, exquisite perfumed death, the breath of a good friend. On thy pale bosom my heart rests, a rest gentle like death. Thank you.
first number I would like to sing for you is a favorite of mine called Au Quand J'adore, which is also a French love song. Loosely translated, it means come to my bed as Petrarch came to Laura and kiss my smoldering lips. you get the idea. The second one is The Crucifixion, which is a lovely number by Samuel Barber.
The last number of the evening is sort of moving to the ridiculous. Mark and I are going to sing a duet from HMS Pinafore, Gilbert and Sullivan. And so it is called Refrain Audacious Tar. And I would be playing Josephine, and this is Rafe Rex Straw, the poor tar.
Hey!